Hey, Julie.
Big stuff to talk about on Hey,
oh,
Julie.
Oh, my God.
Most importantly, you've been teasing it. The internet has been teasing it relentlessly. Julie, hot or not?
Wow. Listen, you guys, I'm so happy that we're getting to this at the top of the episode. I wasn't sure if we were going to wait till Talk to Thursdays, but this has been the most polarizing hot or not Julie Chen Thursday Night Live eviction outfit in a long time. And I have to tell you, the second I saw it, the second she tweeted it out, I thought this is going to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah.
It was a tube top blue at calf length poofy concoction.
Powder blue.
Powder blue. Yeah. I want to say some comments that we got from the internet, from Twitter, from Matt Steele, at It's Matt Steele. Hey, Matt. I think this is one of Julie Chen's most interesting wardrobe choices ever. The material, design, silhouette, thoughts. And I have to say, it looks like a Betsy Johnson 2006 prom dress that I wanted to wear.
Yep, so, we all thought that.
Yep. Very hashtag relatable. You guys, I know to the naked eye you might look at this and you think disaster, but I'm going to go with hot on this look because the blue is a flattering shade against her very tan skin. Julie has clearly been spending a couple weekends in Mystique with Les Moonves. The jewelry is understated and very fine. The the silhouette, some might say not flattering. You're wrong. It's flattering. You know why? Because maybe Julie Chen had a big dinner before the taping that night, and she was like, I want something poofy where it makes my upper body look smaller and my lower body I don't care about. And it did that. You know, it did that. She did that. And I think it's a verified hot.
Some thoughts. One, okay. You sound like Stefan. Two,
thank you.
No way Julie ate before that. Maybe a light afternoon snack. This is taping at 5 p.m. California time. I know you East Coasters are seeing it when it's dark. East Coast bias, I-95 bias, but she didn't eat before. She ate afterwards. She's like a basketball player.
She had a late lunch.
She had a late lunch, and then she goes out to a big celebratory meal afterwards. My thoughts, hot, but
whoa!
But also, what? Because I was like, what is that?
It was a big, she took a big chance. She put herself out there. She was just trying to be real. She wanted to be a frothy summer concoction, and I think she pulled it off.
Yeah. Well, we can get back to Thursday in a second. We got to talk about Wednesday briefly.
Yeah.
Paul asked Ramses not to win the veto.
I just wanted to say, wait, one more comment from Twitter about...
Oh.
About
fashion.
Julie's dress was at page_lurks_ said, I liked seeing her in a different color other than her usual black or red, but I thought the dress was too poofy at the hips. Just wanted to put that out there. I think a lot of people were thinking that.
Yeah, it was a little out of like some sort of like modern Jane Eyre movie with, you know, like, I don't know, Daisy Ridley in it or something like that, but that's fine, whatever. I mean, but this is,
well,
again, this is why you're coming to Hey Julie, because we
exactly.
have the fashion deconstruction.
We're thinking about the details that not a lot of other podcasts are thinking about.
Yeah,
maybe
some,
with good reason, but you know what?
Podcasts are like strategy,
no.
Live feeds. We do that a little bit, but it's mainly about fashion trends.
Exactly. And just at first, but first, BB19 said, honestly, she could look good in a toilet paper dress. It's interesting to see what she wears. And I agree.
That's biased, right. But first, BB19. I bet you haven't tweeted about anything else.
All right. Well, now that we've said that, let's move on. Let's go backwards in time a little bit to Wednesday, because a lot has happened this week.
Yeah, so Paul asks Ramses not to win Vito, and Ramses isn't really quite sure what to do. I mean, my theme for today is, like, no one's really wrong.
Right.
Ramses isn't wrong to be like, you know what, this is Big Brother, I don't trust you. I can't trust that the House is going to want to vote Cody out. And also, even if they want to vote Cody out today, it's Saturday, real, you know, game time. The veto happens on Saturday afternoons. The ceremony happens on Monday. It's Saturday, even if I don't, you know, a lot can happen between Tuesday and Thursday. So, you know, whatever. So we'll see.
A lot can change.
But by, instead of drawing a line in the sand and saying, you know what, Paul, I'm going to throw it for you. Or, you know what, Paul, I can't do that for you. I have to protect my own game. I respect you. I hope you respect my decision, but it's not going to happen.
Right.
He was just like, I don't know. So everybody.
I know. Poor Ramses. He's in a tough spot. He has no one in this house. I mean, he and Kevin sort of get along and are friends, but no one trusts him. Everyone thinks he's a little snake. And maybe he, like, the first week wanted to play that way, but I think he's just trying to make friends. I think he's just trying to, like, talk to people.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on with him. There was a plane flew over the house without a banner. People can correct me if I'm wrong. But there was some drama where he said the plane says Mark and Dominique are working together. But that was completely made up. And I think it eventually came out that it was completely made up.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so there's that thing, which we haven't even mentioned. So there's that weird thing where he says a plane flew overhead, that a plane did fly, but it didn't have a banner. And then people are still a little bit confused about the Jillian vote, wondering who voted her out. And a lot of people think it was Ramses, and he keeps saying no.
People
are looking for are Josh and Kevin, and even the people who voted Jillian to stay, like Ramses, don't believe that he voted for her to stay. And it's like the only people who he could align with at this point don't want to align with him.
Yeah,
to their own.
No
detriment.
One wants to trust him.
Yeah,
and he doesn't have. He's really young, so I think this might play a part in it. He's really young, so he's not like. Charming enough, like he's not confident enough in himself, I think, to charm them the way a Paul could last year. And I could see him going the Raven route, like being really sweet and innocent, but Raven's already got that covered. So he's just like kind of young. He's like your annoying kid brother.
Yeah, he's like kind of comes off as annoying. Like even as the wall comp started last night, this is on the televised version, this isn't on the live feeds, as the wall starts tilting, he's like, this is not lit, guys. Shut up.
Blue. He's like a wannabe Scott. He'll never be Scott. Like, Virgin King.
Listen, we have built a society since the 50s where music, television, fashion, everything is built towards the approval of people 16 to 22. So he should be the coolest, but he's not. He's a loser.
Would you call him a loser or would you call him a meatball?
Oh my God. Get some provolone. Get some sausage and peppers. Get some sweet onions. Throw them on the grill. I want a meatball sub. I am a meatball sub.
So anyway, let's get to the veto competition is this like flight simulator. You have to guess right about, you have to pay attention to, the room that you're in and the little details and get a question right about the images you saw in the previous room, or you get delayed and have to solve this little challenge or sit and eat pate between like a hot girl and a slightly overweight guy. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that was Glenn.
Remember Glenn? You won't believe how he looks now.
You want to feel old? This is what Glenn Garcia looks like now. I loved this competition. I don't remember seeing anything like it. They might have.
It was different.
I have a memory, but I loved this competition. It was a really good competition. It required you to have a little pep in your step, but you didn't have to be, you know, Alex or Cody or Mark to do it. And, right. Like, you had to have some brains.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked the competition. I just found it, I think my frustration at how bad everyone was at it, like, made me dislike it a little bit.
Yeah, and, well, it's weird because they essentially show you Paul's full run almost in real time because it took so long for them to, because in the end, his run was only, like, 4.5 minutes. And they show his run, and the entire time, you're like, man, Paul sucks at this. Paul's narration is like, wow, I'm really, really bad at this. And then they kind of do a montage of everybody else's run through it. First of all, one of my favorite parts is the part where they have to do a little Price is Right thing where they have to add some numbers. And Josh is like, I'm good with numbers. I've been working with numbers all my life. I'm a businessman, baby. And then, like, literally Ron Howard voice comes in and is like, he isn't.
I love when they set them up like that.
Yeah, that was good.
Beautiful little.
But Paul was better than everybody else. Everyone else really sucked. Ramses and Josh were okay at it, and I love.
Everyone was bad.
I mean, Josh was great. Like, I want to get Josh in more competition. I need to get him more screen time. He's the best.
He's so funny. I'm loving him. I'm ready for him to have another breakdown.
Speaking of, like, immature people. He came up with two insults in his head for the veto competition. You're going to hop your way out of here, one, and you're a meatball. And well, he picks a fight with Josh, with Cody and Jessica, who are not the brightest bulbs in the box either. But there's two of them, and they're slightly mature.
Right.
So he's, like, picking a fight with them, and he can only say, well, you're a meatball. You're going to hop out of here. Cody, you're a baby. You're a loser. You're shaking right now. You're so scared. Yeah, well, you're a meatball. You're going to hop out of here. Yeah.
Speaking of little brothers, I mean, that was classic. Cody is a classic, like, old, like, he's dealt with, I feel like he's dealt with having younger siblings come at him, and he knows that, like, the worst thing you can do is just laugh at them or sort of just, like, not react. Yeah exactly. Oh, yeah. As a youngest sibling, that is the worst. When I'm trying to, like, ruffle feathers and they just, like, ignore me or laugh at my efforts, I get so mad. So, and I mean,
as an older brother, it's the oldest sibling. It's one of my favorite tools.
You're terrible. But so, yeah, wait. So we have to just say, so Paul wins the veto.
Oh, can I talk about Josh for a second? He just plays really hard. He plays really hard. And, like, people are going through. Elena's like, you know, I like her. I think she's, like,
I have something to say about her.
Oh, interesting. I like her in general. Like, I think she's more interesting than some other people in the house. Raven, Duds McDudsville.
Yeah.
But Josh is playing. He is cramming his face with pate and caviar and about to projectile vomit on these two people making $100 to sit on in these airplane seats on CBS. And he is just doing it. We have these reactions. We have these shots of him being like, oh, just about to barf. I'm like, you know what? This guy came to play. I love
it. He's great. I hope he wins. I think he's fab. I hope he's think on it would be
BBOT.
I mean, he's. Yeah, same. I'd love to see him make it far. I don't want him going anywhere yet. What I wanted to say about Elena is I think Elena is fun, like, has a funny sense of humor. I think she's smart. I think she's witty. I think in real life she and I would be friends. But on this game, so far I'm just – and I know she's in a good spot, so sort of like why would she play? But I just find her a little frustrating. I don't think she has a good grasp of the house at all, or like game really, other than lying low. Like, when her feet are put to the fire, I don't think she's gonna rise to the challenge. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like she thinks she's there just to be funny, and it's a little frustrating.
Yeah, because she's not that funny, and, like, she hasn't had much to do. We'll see.
She's week, witty, but yeah,
this week maybe she'll have a little bit more to do. Who won HOH, but
exactly. We'll get back to this when we get to the spoiler section.
But yeah, I mean, I generally I like her though. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I think she's fine.
Like, I think she's genuine instead of Raven, who's like I don't get. I mean, dancers. I don't know if we talked about this on air or off air last week, but like anyone who's a dancer.
Yeah, I think we talked about it on the podcast.
They don't have it all right in their heads.
Yeah.
And it's like you can just her. I mean, well, my problem with Raven is just her. Like when she votes for eviction, she's like, she comes in the room and she has this very serious, like pursed lip look on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like bright and bubbly, and then she does a dance. She's just weird. She's just weird. I don't like her. Get out of here,
Raven. I didn't like her. I saw one moment on the feast this week that made me soften towards her a little bit, where
when she complained about she's dying.
No, which, like, I was just about to say, she's very annoying on the feeds. Like, definitely, I try to avoid any camera she's on. But Jessica was suffering from a little constipation this week because she's been on slop. And she's very, like, stressed. And so she, you know, couldn't go number two. And she was just, like, in pain and sad and crying. And Raven took her aside and was like, this isn't a big deal. Let me help you. Let me get you some fiber pills. Yeah, I just thought it was like, I was like, oh, if I was Jessica, I'd be so appreciative of Raven in that moment. But then, like, know that the next day I'd go back to being like, God, Raven's such a fake bitch. Well, you know?
I'm not saying she's a bad person.
I know.
She clearly isn't a bad person at all. She's clearly very sweet, but she's just kind of, she's just boring and...
She is boring. But like kind She's of boring.
Presents as being really interesting and really quirky, which is almost worse. Yes.
Oh, it's the death knell for a person.
Even Jillian's she
always...
I live in Vegas. Like, Jillian kind of... She wouldn't say the words, but she knows that she's really boring.
Well, Jillian, here's the thing with Jillian and Cody, and that's it so far, but like... We may not like them, but they're very much themselves. And that's what makes me love them. Raven, I think, is a little less authentic. Hashtag authentic. I think she's a little more put on. I don't think Jillian or Cody are trying to do anything for the audience. They're just like, whatever, this is who I am. I mean, maybe I'm boring and sell timeshares. Maybe I'm a sociopath Scientologist who was in the Marines, but that's who I am, baby. And so that's the difference. It makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so Paul won the veto.
Paul won the veto. Ramses gets second place accidentally by right. virtue of, like, Elena and some other people not really doing very... And Mark not doing well. Oh, by the way, one last thing about this veto competition that I really liked. These Hawaiian shirts buttoned up to the top Jerry Seinfeld style? I loved it. Very Brett look. I approve. Oh. You can see that next summer on BB2019 All Stars and me.
So you'd say the look was hot?
I mean, I can't say my own look is hot.
Oh.
Can you?
Right. Let me go ahead and say the look is hot.
Oh, thank you, Danny.
Okay, so we get to the veto meeting.
Here we go. This is where it's at.
This is the meat of the episode. So Alex, my little sweet little cherub, gives another fun speech.
She tells everyone to bite her.
Yep. She says, if you don't use it on me, you can bite me, to Paul, which I think is, I mean, she knows she's safe, so she can make a speech
I think she knew that Josh was going to get it, too. Like, she just wanted it to be funny.
Yeah, which I appreciate. Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Thanks for making this TV show fun. Then Ramses is just like, hey guys, I love this house. Nothing speech, no big deal. Then we get to Mr. Martinez. Miami in the house. And he delivers, he's talking so fast that honestly I really couldn't make out a lot of words other than, you're a meatball, I hope you hop on out of here.
That's all he says. He's just, that's all he says. Cody tells him to change his diaper. Jessica calls him out for having the nervous shakes. And then it was exciting, but like nobody really said anything. Josh isn't that good at arguing with people.
No.
And it ended with, who wants meatballs for lunch? Oh, I bet you do. Which is good.
Well, I think a closer, it was like, who wants lunch? Linguini's a meatball. I bet you want meatballs, you fool. That's what he said.
I want meatballs because meatballs are delicious.
Yeah, I bet Cody really rethought his whole life in that moment because he wanted those meatballs. Yeah. And that was Wednesday.
That was Wednesday. Let's get to Thursday.
Yes.
What a coincidence. When Cody leaves the house, all of a sudden we're having a battle back. I mean,
Baby. So,
Cameron, hashtag bring back Cameron. We've got to see what this guy has. I want to see Cameron back in the house. I've seen
absolutely
Jillian,
not.
Dud. Cody is a terrible person who deserves nothing good to happen to him in his life.
No, I love it.
I know he's like a good BB villain, even though he's only been on the show for like 3 weeks. But whatever. I'm done with Cody. Like it's not funny anymore. He's gonna be
wrong.
He's gonna be in September selling shirts, hawking teeth whitening spray on Instagram, being like,
"He's too pure.
I'm Cody." No, I saw the flashes in his eyes when he came out and spoke with Julie. Mm. He caught a bit of the fame bug. He's gonna be like, "I don't smile, but if I did, I would use this teeth whitening spray."
Absolutely, I couldn't disagree more. Cody, you know, you guys know, I've been loving him. Last night, I was ready to propose marriage to him.
Good.
It tipped me over the edge of full love. Yeah, you are. You're giving me away. Yeah, you are. And I'm going to wear Julie's dress from last night as my wedding dress. Wait, but before we get to Cody, because truly, I mean, you guys, admittedly was slightly drunk while I was watching last night, but I got emotional when he left the house. I was like, no, he's not that bad. But okay. Christmas had to go get surgery. So she had to make like an announcement to the house being like, blah, blah, you guys
know,
fake
cowboy tension.
Broke my foot.
Fake news.
Yeah. Fake news. But it led to a very funny moment of, I don't think she's back yet.
No.
She hasn't been in the house. Which, let's talk about that a little bit. A house guest being out of the house for a long period of time, I think is unfair.
Yeah.
And, like, just pointless. Like, just don't be on the show anymore. I feel bad for her, but...
Although, what is the original Big Brother than being locked in a hospital?
With crazy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, a different kind of hospital. I know. I think it's a little lame. Or I did until we got to the vote. But
yeah,
so.
I feel bad for her. I mean, I feel bad that we missed out on this. Like, I would have loved to see a healthy Christmas in this competition tonight.
You know? I know, it's frustrating.
Get, one of the strongest, physically strongest, most competitive women ever in BB history on the cast. And a week and a half in, she breaks her foot and basically can only do quiz competitions the rest of the summer. It's such a bummer. It's horrible. But at this point, I don't know. Just that she can't even make it to the. She's calling in from.
No, but that I was like, oh, Christmas can stay in this game because she called in high on painkillers and voted the wrong way. Or maybe it was right. Maybe
no,
she had like
no, I, a I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she's tight with Paul, and Paul was the one who got Kevin to vote for Ramses, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got Christmas to vote the same. Paul wanted a bunch of votes for Ramses so people would be all freaked out. Which is exactly what happened.
Well, either way, I found it hilarious, and then I was like, okay, with her saying on the show. Christmas kind of, I think we all think Christmas like this strong, tough competitor, and that's what we're thinking we're going to be getting from her. But honestly, she delivers on personality too.
Totally.
And I'm always surprised by it. I'm always surprised at how she's funny. She gives a good, eviction night speech. She calls in and votes for Ramses. I think she's fun.
Yeah,
so I'm happy she's staying.
Bring the nurse in with more Percocet while you're at it, Julie.
Yeah. But anyway, so Christmas and Jessica have a little bit of a makeup sesh.
Not really.
Kind of awkward. Yeah.
I want to talk about that. Jess is like, I want to talk to you because now Cody's leaving the game and like I need someone to work with. So I think we should work together and like I think we should mend fences because your mean girl strategy really isn't working. Mm-hmm. Like neggiest of negs, learning from the pickup artist Cody. Don't call someone mean if you're trying to like mend fences with them.
Yeah. And don't, especially don't call a social media influencer whose entire brand is probably built on being like, friendly, accessible, like
boring,
pro women. Yeah. Don't call her mean.
Yeah. And oh my God, it was great. And then we have this whole, like, I talk and then you talk. No, let me finish. Okay. I'm finished.
Yeah. Like,
It was really awkward and weird, and Jessica and Cody are meant for each other because both of them cannot take any sort of social cues at all, and they are a bit socially just not, they're not working 100%.
I know, but I actually do think that they could have like a nice little thing going after the show if Jessica decided that the VIP concierge life wasn't for her and moved to Texas.
No. We said this last week. Somewhere between September and November, there is going to be a Instagram post from Jessica on a beach being like,
turning
a page. I don't need bad influences and I don't need bad vibes.
Bad energy.
Hashtag, you know who you are. You know, like, yeah. This is not making it till 2018.
Yeah, but you know what? That's good news for me because that means Cody's going to be single.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Aw, yeah. Ainsley, you're about to get a new stepmom. That was her name, right? His daughter?
I think maybe Paisley.
Oh, Paisley? I don't know. But okay.
People
so,
are so stupid at naming their kids. Sorry if your kid's named Ainsley, Painsley, or Brooklyn, whatever.
It was definitely not Painsley.
It might be with Cody.
I want
a daughter to remind me of pain.
You know, you just talk shit about Jessica. I actually found her very relatable in this episode because she was crying because she wasn't allowed to eat cake. And that's how I feel.
Cake sucks.
That's how I feel. Wow. Shots fired. Okay.
Let them eat cake is what I say.
That is really shocking news to me, Brett. Wow. I can't believe. Wow.
Cake sucks. If it's not ice cream cake, if it's not Baskin-Robbins, BR31, or Carvel, I don't want it. Don't give me your sheet cake. Get out.
This is a bomb was dropped. Tick, 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 boom. I'm upset. I really feel like Jessica in that I don't understand you and you're a mean girl and I want you out of this house.
Can you let me finish?
Okay, well, let's move on because I don't want to dwell on that because our whole friendship will go up in flames.
Yeah.
So then Cody tries to make up with Christmas because he's like, he knows he's leaving. And he, I guess, just goes on an apology tour to sort of like let people know what his thinking was. Because do you think Cody thought that there was a chance of a battle back? I feel like he was just like, whatever, I'm leaving. Here's what happened.
I don't care. I don't know what he's thinking. I know what he's thinking. He's thinking that every Marine who didn't get injured, or every Marine who has been injured, is weak and is a beta. He's just an idiot. He's like not a good person. Whatever. He's a good villain. You like how curt he is. And what, like,
I love it.
He's not a good person.
Telling you right now, you're wrong, and he's going to have a redemption arc when he gets back into this house, and it's going to blow us all away.
He's going
to
be the victor.
And we're all going to be ready to join. Yes, he's the victor of this season. Absolutely. And we're all going to join Scientology because of it.
No.
Praise Xenu.
Cameron is coming back. Hashtag bring back Cameron.
No. It's all Cody all the time.
Poor Cameron Cody has for Christmas. Been sitting alone in a fucking Marriott for the last month.
Oh, he's my God.
He's pissing in jars. He's got a beard. If I was voted out and they're like, no, we got to put you in sequester for the next month because there's a battle pack in 4 weeks from now. I'd be like,
oh, my God.
I'll buy my own ticket back. I don't care.
Then you get sued by Les Moonves himself.
No. Oh, then I'll say I have PTSD.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's true. That could work. So, this is really interesting. I woke up yesterday morning and all this stuff, I checked our Twitter and saw all this action that happened last night. It was like, Mark's game blew up, Dom's game blew up. And I was like, what the heck happened? And they, I mean, major props to the Big Brother editors. They fit it all, I guess, into last night's episode because it was Dominique's talk show.
Well, I mean, part of this bleeds into Cody's conversation with Christmas. This was actually my favorite thing from Cody all season. He comes to Christmas and he's like, Mark and Dominique knew that you were going to be nominated, knew that I was going to nominate Paul, which I don't know. I don't think is true.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember.
And then Dominique has her Wednesday night talk show. First of all, how does Kevin get dry cleaning done? That's crazy. I'm sure he has like a mob insider in the house. Yeah.
Oh, it's like Goodfellas. He's eating delicious spicy arrabbiata. How do you say
that? Arrabbiata.
Arrabbiata. In the have not room when no one's looking. But anyway, yeah.
So I'm not quite so. Dominique asked Cody about like his strategy, and Cody's like, "Yeah, one or two people knew that I was going to nominate Paul in Christmas, which is I don't think is true." People were upset at Dominique. Can you explain to me why?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So she had the show, and I guess it started when she was talking to Ramses, and I didn't watch or see any of this, but when she was interviewing Ramses, she was getting very like, so you're gay? Are you sure you're not just straight? But like, I don't know if it was that far, but you know, Dominique is a God-fearing woman. And I think she just didn't get Ramses being gay and asked him a lot of questions about like his lifestyle. That's the vibe I got from reading comments about it. I haven't actually seen it. And so that made people uncomfortable. Yeah. That people weren't happy about that. So already sets the scene for people to have a little backlash against Dominique. And then when Cody went up and I watched it all online, I think like pre-jury flop on Twitter has all the clips, like streamables of it.
Yeah.
But so then Cody goes up and Cody doesn't care because he knows he's leaving the house. And the questions are all like about his game. They're like, why do you like Paul? And he was like, no, I didn't like Paul when he came to this house. I still don't really like he was just being himself, Cody and honest, you know?
So
that's when that bomb got dropped because she just kept asking questions instead of keeping it like light and fun. Like, so what are your plans for Ainsley's sixth birthday or whatever? She was like, so what other moves do you think you could have done or what? Who else is stabbing everyone in the back or whatever? And so that got people really mad. Josh tried to ask a question. And as we saw, Cody was not having it. Those two hate each other so much. And then Mark got really pissed. Mark was the most angry because he's being implicated in the getting Christmas and Paul Cody decision.
Yeah. Yeah, that veto ceremony is the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in 2019. That sets the entire season in motion. So they were just upset that she was asking Ramses and Alex, like, oh, where are you from? You know, what was your first job? And when Cody got in, because she knew Cody was going out, she was asking Cody a bunch of game questions. And,
exactly.
Which gave Cody an opportunity to blow up his game. They wanted Cody to ask Cody, like, how old's your daughter?
Yeah, exactly.
When did she lose her first tooth or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. So
they were just like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you keep it light and fun? Like, why are you asking game questions? Like, this is going to blow. It seems fun in the moment because it does seem like a fun thing to sort of break the tension is this fake talk show with Kevin as, you know, the Andy Richter of it.
Oh,
but
my God. Kevin should be hired by Fallon tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it sort of got too gamey and too – hashtag too real.
Yeah.
When they all just wanted a release. So, yeah, that sort of, I don't think it was that bad for Dom, but I think it put her on a lot of people's radars where it hadn't been before. And Mark got pissed. Mark, I'm ready for people to take Mark out.
Well,
Mark's not giving me anything.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's, it was kind of a weird overnight. We'll talk about the spoilers a little bit, but like, there's nothing other than who wins HOH, there's not really too much to spoil because, like, the whole night happened, and I don't, there's not really a clear answer as to who's going to be nominated or what, who the HOH, what the HOH plan, HOH's plan is.
Right.
And, I have a question, not question, I have an observation about votes. The producers have more and more organized the order of the votes. In a way that it is most suspenseful. Because they know who people are voting for. We have cameras on them. We listen to every conversation. So they knew that at least there was going to be, there were going to be at least two votes for Ramses, Jessica and Kevin. They knew Kevin was going to do it. Christmas, I don't remember Christmas having a conversation with Paul about voting out.
I don't remember that either.
Ramses, but you know what? For all we know, there's a great possibility that they do like a dress rehearsal of the show. I mean, the feeds are off most of the day on Thursday. They might do a dress rehearsal of the show, and they might cast their votes in advance.
They do, because I remember from BBOTT, they do a rehearsal where it's like you're voting for, it's like Walking Dead or Mad Men, you know, like that's who you're voting for. So they can practice the sort of choreography or just like to have everyone going into the room. And
so if I'm sitting in the house and I'm Mark or whoever, and I know, and in the end, I know there's 7-3. I also, I know that they're not, I also know that they're not staggering it so that the 7 Cody votes come first. They want as much drama. They always do it so there's as much drama as possible. So you think it's going to be tied or close to tied as long as possible. So you know in an event like this where it's a, it's going to basically a unanimous vote for Cody other than weird hinky votes that all these hinky votes are going to come first. So they're, or they're going to stagger it in a way that the that Cody is evicted towards the end of the run of 10 or so people voting or whatever. So all I'm saying is you can figure out who the hinky votes are by the order.
Yeah, it would be very hard to not really dig into the order of votes.
I think the producers are doing a disservice to the game.
Yeah, to the game. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a
No one can know for sure, but when you put when Jessica's the first person to vote, you go, okay, well, we know that's a Ramses vote. And if we have a 7-3, you go, oh, wow, well, maybe they front-loaded the vote with people voting for Ramses so there could be more suspense. Because if they didn't, then Cody was going to be, like, voted out immediately. So, anyways, that was a bad way of explaining that.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. I think, well, it's hard because, like, ideally, everyone is doing their own thing, and ideally, you don't know where everyone's going to vote, other than someone like a Jessica who's in a showmance who would, of course, vote to keep Cody. So, I don't know.
It's the same way. It's the same thing that, like, you've kind of there's now a kind of an official strategy for that final HOH competition where they're standing on the scales of justice and they have to guess between a real quote and a fake quote from the juror, and the real quote from the juror is always the boring one, and the fake one is always like, "I'm Paul #friendship." You know, and it's like always a crazy thing, and the one that really is the quote from them is kind of the boring thing that doesn't really quite sound like the juror. Anyways, it's a long conversation. Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff.
Interesting. Yeah, I would. If I was in the house, I would go insane trying to figure out the order and using it to get into other people's heads, for sure. Well, obviously, Cody gets evicted.
Yeah.
And he was as understated as always, but on his way out, he did ask Jessica to be his girlfriend. He walked out, and he was visibly moved by the fact that people didn't boo him. People cheered. and people appreciated him. Including, sorry, I just like Chen bot malfunction, including Julie Chen. And I think Julie Chen was charmed by Cody the way I was. I felt like I saw perhaps a bit of emotion welling up in Cody's eyes. And he was just himself and fun and great during the interview. I thought he gave a great exit interview. And when she told him that there was an opportunity to go back to that game, to go back to his now girlfriend, Jessica, I swear, I felt emotional for him. And I was sitting next to my boyfriend who was like, I hate that guy. But I really love Cody and I'm ready for his redemption arc. I think he set it up. I think he's brilliant to have gone to Christmas. And I think he had a little with Paul where they're good too. The only person he has a problem with in the house now is Josh, if he comes back.
Well, he...
Oh, and Mark, sorry.
He, I mean, I think he might have said like he would work with Paul if he went back into the house. Because he doesn't like betas, and everyone in the house is a beta other than...
Except for Paul.
You know?
See, that's why I love him and Paul. I love me some alphas.
But I don't know how Paul could work with him because he's such a snake. Like, he really is a snake. He doesn't have any honor.
Paul is.
Cody just wraps himself up in the American flag in a camo hat and thinks, like, that's honorable. But no, your actions actually mean something. And being respectful towards people means something, not just saying that you are. And saying that because you're a Marine, you are.
Well, but I thought he was I don't think Cody was ever, like, disrespectful on a personal level. Anyone, was he? Oh, what? I guess
the trans community.
Megan. Oops. Yeah. I guess I forget what happened with the trans thing. Honestly, I don't really want to talk about it. But because I want to live in my world where he's going to be like Victor and have a redemption story. But I guess when he said, Megan, I just don't like you, that was personal. Oops.
Yeah. Are you excited for his first Instagram post when BB is over about like how Obama's an alien who's still trying to steal your health insurance?
Don't let me live in this. No. Okay. I watch my brother to get away from all that. Okay.
Oh, God. I can't wait till his like Twitter and stuff. I don't know what his social media like is, but I'm sure it's locked right now.
He doesn't post.
I'm sure
anything.
It's all Shillery bullshit.
No!
I can't stand you.
Okay. Okay, well, so he's gone, and we start my favorite kind of competition that also drives me insane, an endurance challenge on the wall, baby. Very exciting because everyone was playing to win. Including, and this is something I sort of teased earlier. Oh, so, yeah, guys, that's it. If you don't want to know who won HOH, thanks for listening.
A few more things to talk about in the episode.
Okay.
Julie has a final thing. Battleback is coming next week, but the current house guest can stop the Battleback somehow. So I'm not sure what this is, if this is going to be a competition where everybody competes and the last person standing of the evicted house guest gets to come back in. But if the person who wins the competition is an existing house guest, they can say, yes, that person can come back in, or no, they can't. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it throws a wrinkle in the game if the house guests can't let the evicted house guests in, but I doubt it's going to be, I bet it's going to be heavily favored towards an evicted house guest coming back into the game. And probably
absolutely
one who wears a lot of camouflage.
They're not spending the money to film, to keep Cameron in that Marriott hotel, to make these challenges that they're all going to do, to film it. They're not going to waste all that money and then not have that person enter the house. It would be such a waste. So that person's getting back into the house.
Also,
and I will vote.
Also, Den of Temptation, we hardly knew ye. What's going on? Den of Temptation's over. Like, I'm getting used to it. It's over. Like, this is Summer of Temptation. We only have 3 Temptations.
Right.
It's weird.
And I'm excited for when Christmas uses hers. And then there's one more that people are still voting for.
Yeah, but the voting.
I don't know who's gonna win this one.
I think Alex. Like, Alex and Kevin are the two most popular people in the house. Just by sort of vague internet votes. But
mm-hmm.
so that's so the Den of Temptation. I don't know what the hell they're doing, Big Brother.
Yeah,
we hate Den of Temptation, and then once they say it's over, it's like, no, I want it back.
Maybe they listened to our episode last week, and they're like, wow, Danny and Brett are right.
I bet they do. I bet they agree. 5 million listeners to our episode last week.
Yeah. Okay, now can we talk about spoilers?
Yeah, get out of here if you don't want to go to this head of household. Goodbye. See you. Talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening. Okay. So, Alex won HOH, baby.
Built for this.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you gave me a few guesses, I would
have. Hashtag bread for this. R.I.P. Polly. yeah, of course. Although, okay, so this is what I was saying earlier about Elena. Elena held on for a long time, and I think she either came second or third.
Yeah, I think she got second place, yeah.
Why? Elena, why? I mean, I appreciate that she's trying to play and trying to win something, but again,
because her
it just makes me think again, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Off again, Bruce Banner-ass boyfriend Mark is probably going to be on the block this week.
Yeah, but she doesn't even like him.
I know, but he's a
meat shield. This is a great way to break up with someone. I know.
Be
like, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I'll see you in September. And then when he's there at the finale, oh, Mike, hey.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but she did really well. And Jason did really well. Props to Jason. He knows he has to win because they're, I think it's like, if the anyone from the other side of the house had won, it would be him and Ramsey's.
Yeah.
Up there. All on up there.
But after 12 hours of this competition being over,
yeah.
There's not really a plan for nominations today, I don't think, as of, you know.
I think Alex got a little, she's talking to everyone, and I think she has a couple different narratives going on right now as for who she's going to put up. Because Paul's really trying to get her to put up Ramsey's, and because he wants Ramsey's to go. I think that would be a big mistake for her. I think Jessica and Ramsey's is who they're all wanting her to put up. But
well, she's in a weird position where she knows if she goes after that kind of the, it's like the two couples plus Paul and Christmas, they're just going to come right back for her next week.
Right.
You know.
But Paul himself has been saying to people, and Paul's running this house, like, make no mistake. Hopefully Alex will get some. Dig her heels into it a little bit, but Paul's still who everyone's going to for what the plan is. And he's telling, or at least I read, he's telling everyone, listen, this big group can't last. It's about to blow up. So everyone just grab a fucking paddle or, you know,
grab a lifesaver. Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
And let your boy float to the bottom of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Because it's about to get serious.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people, there are like four people I'd say that kind of have targets on their back. There's Jessica by being related to Cody.
Yeah.
There's Ramsey's by being Ramsey's. Dominique is not in great favor. She was playing a really good game. Like, everyone liked her. She talked to her.
Yeah.
She was a good strategist. But, like, this talk show stuff is a little, has people kind of sticking around her. So Dominique, and then Mark as well. Mark and Dominique were sort of implicated by Cody in being part of his plan, you know, during that first HOH. So, you know, whether Mark deserves it or not, I think there's a chance he'll be a nominee or a replacement nominee. Plus, he's 9 feet tall.
Right. And
8 feet wide.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping Alex sticks to her initial, even though she did make some really good inroads with this group, of wanting to break up the showmances. I think that's smart. That always works. You should always be able to get people on your side to do that if they're smart. But who knows if these people are smart. So I'm hoping that's what she does. I could see her doing that and then getting Paul to whip everyone into support, and except for that one couple, you know?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what she's going to do. It'll be interesting. Yeah. It'll be fun to see.
Yeah. That's Gianna, do you want to get to some questions?
Yeah, let's do that quickly.
Okay. So from at Superfudge, despite his unsavory comments on the feeds, is Cody a better or worse villain than Polly? This is tough. Because Polly, I didn't want to see redeemed Polly. I did not want him to come back into the house. When I was done with Polly, I was done. D-U-N. But He was a great villain. I mean, that's a great villain. Someone who you don't want to see come back.
This show's only been back for 3 weeks. There's a lot of summer left.
Yeah.
Paulie had so many great moments over the year, including his entire week of hell where he had to, like, cry and bake cakes, bake pies. Mm-hmm. The so butterfly good. That made him cry.
Yes.
Lest we forget the fireworks of the jury house.
Yes. And
we talk about how lit Jury House was. Like, Jury House was its own show last year. Yes. I couldn't wait every week from our dispatch from the Jury House where all these people were screaming at each other.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Jury House this year is not going to be like that.
No.
It's not.
No, it's going to be...
That was a once in a lifetime.
It's just going to be all these people hooking up with each other, which is fine, but it's not going to be as interesting. So let's wait till the season's over to make judgments on that, because Paulie gave us a lot of entertainment even after he was evicted from the house.
Right.
Even after the show was over, when we got to follow some hashtag Sakia drama online.
Yeah.
I bet you there's not going to be as much fun.
I would say he's less.
Jody drama, whatever.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be as much fun. It's different for me because, as you guys know, I love Cody and I did not love Polly. Okay, so these two questions are sort of this similar from at Coco Zet. Do you think Alex has what it takes to be the player we desperately need, or is she just a slightly more competitive sheep? And then at Slither Ryan wants to know, what is Alex's best path moving forward? I think her best path is to gain Paul's respect and do her own thing. Paul might think he wants everyone to do what he says, but I think he'll only respect someone who stands up and does what they want to do.
I think Alex is in a great position. It's tough being HOH because you put a target on your back, especially this early in the game. I would use this week if I were... I think Alex can win the game.
Yeah, I do too.
She has winner... upside, winner potential. I think if I were her this week, I would hang out with the biggest alliance and be like, I'm not going to put you guys up, but I can. But I would get out you have to be diplomatic in these first, like, pre-jury HOH weeks. And I would get out someone everyone wants out, which is Jessica or Ramses.
Yep.
Yep. Maybe not Ramses, because Ramses is kind of a number for Alex. But, you know, if I was Alex, I would be like, I would go to the, you know, Maven, Elena, whatever group and be like, I'm not going to come for you guys. I want to work with you guys. I want safety and protection from you guys. I'm not coming after you guys. I want to go after a common enemy, which is Jessica. So, and I would do something that everyone on the house can get behind. If she can do that, I think she's in a good position. And she doesn't know this, but our front runner to get the last temptation of the summer. So
good. I would love to. I want her to be rewarded for being herself because she's great. Okay. From @winter_decay, what would they have done with Paul if no one took the temptation they won? Here's what they would have done. The next week, there would have been another temptation for $30,000. And then for $35,000. They would have been getting him in that house.
And it was going to be like, house guests, the first person who eats or goes to the bathroom will unleash a curse upon the house.
Yeah, there was no way Cody was not going back into that house. We have a question from @Halverson21S. Were you surprised that Christmas voted out Ramses? Do you think Cody got through to Christmas, or she was just throwing a hanky vote? I think she was high.
Yeah, high.
From @Lemmer_Nick, if Cody does battle back, how far do you want him to go? An episode till jury? I want him to be there for 2 more weeks. So I'm just like, I don't need to see him win. I just want him back. I want him to get a little bit of redemption, and then... But like Victor, back on out that door, baby.
Only to come back for this. Like, we're gonna get at least another battle back this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because this one is just to make up for Megan leaving the game.
Right.
This one is just to kind of put us at equilibrium for the week or for the season.
Well, no, because they had to know because Cameron was first out and they've been keeping him locked away. And that was before they knew Megan was going to
solve it. Who knows? Like, maybe they keep him in sequester for, like, I don't know.
Just in case, yeah.
Of when Megan, like, did Megan leave a day after Cameron or 2 days after? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. She left pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. This was great. I'm loving everyone talking to us on Twitter. Great questions, great comments. People were on fire about Julie's outfit last night. That's all I have.
Julie knows. She's trying to hashtag start a conversation. Start the conversation.
Yes, and I appreciate it. Thank God someone is. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And we have, like, seen a lot of people, like, getting more involved on Twitter. Or, like, if you guys have been recommending the podcast to your friends, thank you. We so appreciate it. Keep doing it. Rate us and subscribe us on iTunes. And tweet at us
at HeyJulieBB. Yeah. At HeyJulieBB, sorry. SoundCloud, who hosts us, might not exist in a month. We're going to get that worked out. It should be a seamless experience for you guys.
Hashtag seamless. Hashtag Grubhub.
Maybe we're going to be hosting or whatever. Figure it out, SoundCloud, you Germans.
Yeah. But yeah, keep starting the word. We love having these conversations with you guys and with each other. We love BB19. It's still going to be a great season. And we'll see you on Monday.
Bye, Julie. Great luck, Julie.
Bye, Julie.